Now, the title, I guess, is a bit of a mouthful, but when I explain it to you, you'll understand what it means. The title of this heartbeat is Living in Mindfulness of the Magnificence of Our God. And it came about, this way of thinking, the way I felt the Spirit talk to me, was I had not been doing very well over a few days. I was tired, I hadn't slept well, and when you're tired, I don't think you cope with life very well, or as well as you can when you're vibrant and had lots of good sleep. If you look at the world right now, it's in turmoil. It's in turmoil with, you know, wars, confrontations, arguments, destruction. Its economy is all over the place, all over the world. It's hard for most people in every country and culture. It's very up and down. It's very crazy. It's like you can look at your circumstances and be very overwhelmed. And I started getting overwhelmed by life, my life circumstances. And I, over a period of a few days, felt then just very low in spirit, very, you know, ho-hum with life, just feeling low. And I was sharing with God about it. But I was actually lying on the bed, because sometimes with different things that happen with my spine, it's easier for me to lie down. So I was lying on the bed talking to God, and I heard the Spirit say to me, "Who are you?" And I stopped, thinking, that's a bit of a weird question, but I heard it in my mind, "Who are you?" And then I heard the Spirit actually answer the question and reminded me of who I was. I heard the Spirit say to me, "You're a daughter of the living God. You are victorious. You have the Lord with you always. He is guiding you. He is your magnificent God." And my heart felt immediately very repentant, very, very sad that I had got to this low point in my life where I was feeling low. And I'd forgotten who I was. And I started change my thinking. I started saying out loud, "Lord, you are magnificent. Lord, I am a daughter of you. I am a daughter. I am an heir to your kingdom. I live in your kingdom. All these kingdoms, blessings and lifestyle is available to me because of what you've done for me in my life. You know, I call myself a Christian, well, therefore I need to be following Christ and all that, who he is and what he stands for." And then I read this scripture from, well, it's not a scripture, it's actually a writing from Saint Paternus. I'd never heard of him, you know, born in centuries, years before me. And this is what he wrote. "First of all, my child, think magnificently of God. Magnify his providence, adore his power, pray to him frequently and incessantly, bear him always in your mind, teach your thoughts to reverence him in every place, for there is no place where he is not. Therefore, my child, fear and worship and love God, first and last, think magnificently of him." And after reading that again, I meditating upon it, and I was dwelling upon what it meant and what the Holy Spirit was talking to me about. And I started to think, because I'm using my mind, I'm thinking, it says, think incessantly of the magnificence of God. That my primary way to very much interact with God is through my mind, is through my thoughts, is through my heart, is through my what I'm sharing, my feelings, what I'm sharing about, what I'm thinking about. And then because of that, my actions follow. So if I'm talking to God about, "God, you're the God of love and you ask us to love you and love our fellow neighbor," well, then my actions are to show God love, to adore him, to worship him, to go and bow before him and go to church and pray to him, show him worship and honor, but then also to love my neighbor. So I act upon those things at other times in my life to care for my neighbor, to love my neighbor, to reach my neighbor. So how we think, what we think, how we meditate, what we think about, what's happening in our mind is actually one of the most important choices we can make each day. How you think is how you go. It's in scripture. It's in one of the proverbs. How you think is how you go. Because if your mind is feeling very low, very poorly, very woe is me, well, then you're thinking that way, so you're going to act even emotionally, feeling, grab on to no energy, can't do, God's there, but God's, you forget about the magnificence of the God that we follow, the God that we serve, the God that we love. But if you feel like God's in control, God is magnificent, God provides and protects and shelters me, if I give him that, if I say, Lord, you are my Lord and Savior, I need your help, but I'm thinking higher thoughts, greater thoughts than maybe my circumstances, then the circumstances don't speak to me. It's God who speaks to me. It's God who my thoughts are with, who I'm thinking about, meditating about, praying with. And so my thoughts can be more godly thoughts. My thoughts can be more kingdom thoughts. You know, it talks about in scripture to think of greater things, think of the best thing, think of higher things, because that's the goodness of God. That's how he thinks. I'm sure God, because we are made in his image and likeness, I'm sure God feels sad at times when he looks out on the earth and sees what choices people make or what choices they don't make towards God. He's sad. But that sadness doesn't affect God's ability of his magnificence. It doesn't affect his ability to provide, to be, say, happy. He's sad because of what we have chosen, but it doesn't affect him like it affects our feelings. You know, Jesus was sad when he saw the widow who's crying over her son who had died, and Jesus wept. But then Jesus then went and restored her son to the widow. Jesus loved, Jesus served. He didn't let those feelings totally obliterate who he was as the Son of God. It didn't. It affected him, but it didn't affect, I guess, his actions or what his purpose in life was. Whereas we can allow our feelings often to portray who we are from day to day. Is it happy Rosemary or is it low Rosemary? Whereas we should be the same every day. We can still have feelings. God doesn't want those emotions to go away, but it shouldn't rock us to the core because we think and meditate about our God and how magnificent he is. In the world at large, our minds often have fallen into disruption, into sin, into discord, you know, into disharmony. We see it over and over in every country, in every government. There's disruption. There isn't unity. There isn't the aim for always goodness in everything. You know, we humans choose wrong, choose the wrong way, choose out of power and greed and corruption and you know, wanting the prestige or the wealth. And we do choose wrongly, even our government officials. But we need to pray that God comes and helps us to have the right mindset, to think rightly of others, but rightly of God. The reality is, if we place our minds on God, the reality of God comes into our lives. If we think more of God, God will be there. And he's always been there, but we're thinking more of him, so we actually see him, because he reveals himself to those who seek after him. If we seek after him, God will reveal himself more to us. God will share with us more. God will, and doesn't love us any less. But we will see, I guess, the provision of God. We will see his magnificence. Whereas when our minds aren't on God, we don't see it. we see other things that can disturb us, our circumstances, life. It can be our personal circumstances, it could be what's happening in the world. It can be overwhelming and very disruptive and very like, oh my goodness, is there any future for us? Yes, because when we think about God, there's future always in Him. He is the God of hope. We love each other more and better if we are filled with an accurate vision of God, of who He is, and we reflect His character in our lives. Because when we're thinking about Him, we're made in His image and likeness, we're thinking about Him, hopefully we become more like His image and likeness, and so we love and serve Him better, but also others better. We become better people. So what is your mind thinking about? Do you think of the magnificence of God every day? Do you bring Him into your world and share with Him yourself, but see who He is, who we serve, who loves us to bits? And it's wonderful at times to actually just meditate upon the names of God. He is our Lord and Saviour. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the Good Shepherd. He is my provider. He is my all. He is my joy. I am in awe of Him. I don't fear Him in scared, but I fear Him in awe, because He is magnificent. That's why it's wonderful to go and look at the mountains and go to the beach and the oceans and see the magnificence of God. That's just a smidgen of who He is. But God's creation shows us who He is. Romans 1:20, it states this: ever since the creation of the world, His eternal power and divine nature, invisible though they are, have been understood and seen through the things He has made. That's why we often, when we're walking along a beach, have a moment with God, because we see the magnificence of God, and we've given Him time, and we've wondered about Him, we've thought about Him, and we've thought about His creation, and we've gone to Him and seen His magnificence and told Him, wow, what a beautiful sunset, Lord. You made that. You made that for our pleasure. How amazing You are, God. So, on purpose, take some time every day to think about God. Think about Him, His nature, who He is. And if you get lost, go out to the bush, go down to the beach, go up to the mountains and go look at His creation. Go look at the stars, the planets, and come back to, wow, God, what a magnificent God. Look what You made for my pleasure. And I just want to know You even more. Think about it. Have a blessed week, and I'll see you again next week.